This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, one of his country's most prominent post-war political figures, has died after being shot in the chest during a campaign speech Friday. Citing ruling party officials, public broadcaster NHK said the 67-year-old Abe died at a hospital in Nara Prefecture. Abe had been speaking outside a train station in the city of Nara, just east of Osaka, when a man fired two shots at him from behind. Videos posted on social media appeared to show bystanders scrambling to help amid a cloud of white smoke as Abe lay on the ground motionless. Local media reports say Abe was conscious when being airlifted to the hospital, but later reports says he was experiencing cardiac arrest. The alleged gunman was seized immediately after the shooting. He has been identified as a 41-year-old resident of Nara and a former member of Japan's self-defense forces. NHK said the man told police that he was dissatisfied with Abe and wanted to kill him. Abe was Japan's longest-serving prime minister. He stepped down in August 2020, citing health reasons. Diplomats at the G20 foreign ministers meeting in Indonesia are deeply divided as they struggle to find common ground over Russia's war in Ukraine and how to deal with its global impacts. AB correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Consensus appears to remain elusive amid deepening east-west splits, driven by China and Russia on one side and the US and Europe on the other. All the main players are at the G20, marking the first time since Russia's invasion of Ukraine that Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have been in the same room. The meeting opened only hours after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced his resignation on Thursday and was just underway when former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was shot. I'm Charles de la Desma.
This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's White House counsel will appear Friday before the Special Congressional Committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Attorney Pat Cipollone will testify behind closed doors in response to a subpoena. Cipollone's actions during the deadly attack were described by witnesses at previous hearings. Former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified last week that Cipollone had warned her at the time that they could face every crime imaginable if Trump went to the Capitol that day after speaking to a rally of his supporters. The House Select Committee will hold two more hearings next week. Democratic Committee member Adam Schiff says a hearing scheduled for Tuesday will focus on efforts to assemble Trump supporters in Washington on January 6, including members of the far-right extremist groups Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. Several members of those groups are facing criminal charges for their involvement in the attack. China's military on Friday said it recently held drills in the sea and airspace around Taiwan. A spokesman for China's defense ministry says the exercises were organized in response to collusion and provocations by the United States and Taiwan. A source in Taiwan told Reuters that several Chinese fighter jets crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait on Friday, but did not enter Taiwan's airspace. The exercises were held as Republican U.S. Senator Rick Scott was meeting with Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen in the capital, Taipei. China claims Taiwan has its own territory and has vowed to bring the self-ruled island under its control by any means necessary, including military force. In sports, injury has ended tennis star Rafael Nadal's hopes of sweeping this year's Grand Slams. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has the latest on Wimbledon.
Rafael Nadal has withdrawn from Friday's scheduled semifinal match because of a torn abdominal muscle.
It's obvious that if I keep going, the injury going to be worse and worse.
The injury puts Nick Kyrgios in Sunday's final. Ons Jabeur has reached her first Grand Slam final with a 6-2, 3-6, 6-1 victory over Tatiana Maria.
The kind of result I was hoping for, so now one more match, one more step, and to continue and hopefully get the title.
Jabeur is the first African woman and Arab woman to get to the title match at a major. She'll face Elena Rybakina, who rolled to a 6-3, 6-3 win over Simona Halep. I'm Dave Ferry.
Repeating our top story, former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, one of his country's most prominent post-war political figures, has died after being shot in the chest during a campaign speech Friday. Public broadcaster NHK said the 67-year-old Abe died at a hospital in Nara Prefecture. You can find more of this story on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote.